Arjun asked. Will I not incur sin by engaging myself in the battle? Lord Krishna replied. No, a man incurs sin if he has a selfish motive, treating alike pleasure and pain, gain and loss, victory and defeat, and thus, being even-minded, engage yourself in the battle. Thus, you will incur no sin. Arjun asked, What is additional importance of even-mindedness? Lord Krishna said, This attitude of even-mindedness has been presented to you from the point of view of Gyan Yoga or Sankhya Yoga. Now, hear the same as presented from the point of view of Karma Yoga or the Yoga of Selfless Action. 1. Equipped with this attitude of even-mindedness, you will be able to shake off completely the shackles of karma. 2. In this path, there is no loss of effort. 3. Nor is there fear of contrary result. 4. Even a little practice of this discipline protects one from great fear. Arjun asked, What is the method to attain the state of even-mindedness which has been much glorified by you? Lord Krishna said, In this path, the intellect is determinate and one-pointed, whereas the intellects of the undecided are endless and scattered in many directions. Arjun asked, Why is their intellect not determinate and one-pointed? Lord Krishna replied, Those who are obsessed by desires, who hold the attainment of heaven as the supreme goal, who do actions for fruits as mentioned in the Vedas, and who are deeply attached to worldly pleasures, they utter flowery speech recommending various kinds of acts for the attainment of pleasure and prosperity with rebirth as their fruit. Such people, whose minds are attracted by the flowery speech describing pleasures, that is, whose minds are attracted towards pleasures and who are too much attached to pleasures and prosperity, cannot possess the one-pointed, determinate intellect concentrated on God. Arjun asked, What should I do to escape attachment to pleasure and prosperity? Lord Krishna said, The Vedas deal with the three gunas or modes of prakriti and their evolutes in the form of worldly enjoyments. You transcend the three gunas. Be free from the pairs of opposites such as attachment and aversion, etc., and be established in the eternal existence that is God. Don't worry either about the possession of what is not possessed or the preservation of what is already possessed. Depend on God, that is, have the aim to attain Him. Arjun asked, What will be the result if a person does so? Lord Krishna said, One who has obtained enlightenment has the same use for the Vedas and the scriptures as one has for a small reservoir of water in a place flooded with water on all sides. He does not attach any importance to the worldly pleasures. Arjun asked, Is there any method for me to attain such a state? Lord Krishna said, Yes, Karma Yoga is there. In Karma Yoga, or the discipline of disinterested action, one's right is to perform one's duty without laying claim to its fruit. One should not be the producer of the fruits of actions. That is, one should not be attached to one's body, senses, mind and intellect. Arjun asked, Then why should I perform actions? Lord Krishna said, You should not be attached to inaction either. Arjun asked, Then how should I perform actions? Lord Krishna said, Equanimity in success and failure is yoga. Therefore, O Dhananjay, perform actions being fixed in yoga, relinquishing attachment. Arjun asked, What will happen if I don't perform actions by being fixed in yoga? Lord Krishna said, action with a selfish motive is far inferior to this yoga in the form of equanimity. So, seek refuge in this evenness of mind, for wretched are those who crave for fruit of action, because they are slaves to the fruit of action. Arjun asked, if the result seekers are wretched, who are noble? Lord Krishna said, those who are endowed with equanimity are noble. Endowed with equanimity, one frees oneself from vice and virtue. Therefore, be fixed in equanimity. Skill in actions lies in equanimity. Arjun asked, what will be the result of equanimity, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, wise men, endowed with equanimity, renouncing the fruit of actions and freed from the shackles of birth, attain the blissful supreme state. Arjun asked, when should I think that I have renounced the fruit of action? Lord Krishna said, when your intellect transcends the maya of delusion, you will grow dispassionate to the pleasures heard and those yet to be heard. Arjun asked, when shall I attain equanimity having become dispassionate? Lord Krishna said, when your intellect, confused by hearing conflicting statements, has become poised and firmly fixed in equilibrium, you will attain yoga. Arjun asked, what is the mark of the soul stable of mind and established in equanimity? The Blessed Lord said, when a man abandons all cravings of the mind and is satisfied in the self by the self, he is called a man of stable mind. Arjun asked, how does the man of stable mind speak? Lord Krishna said, O brother, his speech, instead of an act, is in the form of emotion. He whose mind remains unperturbed in sorrows, who does not crave for happiness, who is free from passion, fear and anger, is called stable of mind. Such a man remains unattached everywhere. He is neither delighted nor dejected at meeting with good and evil. His intellect becomes stable, that is, his determination for God realization comes true. Arjun asked, how does he sit, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, when, like a tortoise which draws its limbs from all directions, he withdraws his senses from the sense objects, he becomes stable of mind. Arjun asked, how to recognize that one has withdrawn his senses from the sense objects? Lord Krishna said, sense objects cease for the embodied soul who does not enjoy them with his senses, but the taste for them persists. This relish also disappears in the case of the man of a stable mind when he attains the Supreme. Arjun asked, what is the loss by having this relish? Lord Krishna said, O Kunti Nandan, turbulent by nature, the senses even of a wise man who is practicing self-control forcibly carry away his mind to the sense objects. Arjun asked, what should be done to do away with this taste? Lord Krishna said, having controlled all the senses, one should depend on me, and depending on me, he should be free from all worries. Thus, the intellect of the person whose senses are controlled is stable. Arjun asked, what will happen if one does not depend on you? Lord Krishna said, without depending on me, one will brood on the objects of senses. Arjun asked, what will happen by brooding on the objects of senses? Lord Krishna said, by brooding on the objects of senses, one will develop attachment for them. Arjun asked, what will be the result of attachment? Lord Krishna said, from attachment will spring forth desire. Arjun said, what will be the result of desire? Lord Krishna said, from unfulfilled desire, anger will sprout forth. Arjun said, What will be the result of anger? Lord Krishna said, from anger, infatuation or delusion will arise. Arjun said, what will be the result of infatuation? Lord Krishna said, from infatuation, there will be confusion of memory. The striver will forget the thoughts and activities of a striver. Arjun said, what will be the result of confusion of memory? Lord Krishna said, from confusion of memory, there will be ruin of reason. The person will lose his discrimination. Arjun asked, what will be the result of the ruin of reason? Lord Krishna said, from ruin of reason, one will go to complete ruin. Arjun asked, you have told how the man of stable mind sits. Now tell me how he walks. Lord Krishna said, O brother, his walk, instead of being an activity, is in the form of an emotion. The self-controlled striver, free from attraction and aversion, likes and dislikes, moving among objects with the senses under control, attains placidity of mind. Arjun asked, what is the result of placidity of mind? Lord Krishna said, with placidity of mind, all his sorrows come to an end, and the intellect of such a person of tranquil mind soon becomes firmly established in God. Arjun asked, whose intellect is not firmly established? Lord Krishna said, he who has not controlled his mind and senses can have no determinate intellect. Without determinate intellect, he cannot think that he has to do his duty. Such a man can have no peace. And how can there be happiness for one lacking peace? Arjun asked, the intellect of the man who is pleasure-seeking cannot be stable. But why the intellect of a striver who follows spiritual discipline is not stable? Lord Krishna said, as the wind carries away a barge on the waters, even so of the wandering senses, the one to which the mind is joined takes away his discrimination. Arjun asked, whose intellect is stable? Lord Krishna said, O mighty armed, he whose senses are completely restrained from their objects is stable in intellect. Arjun asked, what is the difference between an ordinary man whose senses are uncontrolled and a seer whose senses are under control? Lord Krishna said, that which is night to all beings, in that state of divine knowledge and supreme bliss, the God-realized seer keeps awake. And that, the ever-changing, transient worldly happiness of pleasures and prosperity, in which all beings keep awake, is night to the seer. Arjun asked, does the seer not come across enjoyments? Lord Krishna said, yes, he does. As the water of different rivers enter the ocean, which though full on all sides, remains undisturbed. Likewise, he, in whom all enjoyments merge themselves, unlike the pleasure seekers, attain the supreme peace, that is, God realization. Arjun asked, how can the person who hankers after pleasures attain peace? Lord Krishna said, renunciation can lead him to peace. He who gives up all desires and moves free from attachment, egoism and thirst for enjoyments attains peace. Arjun asked, being free from attachment and egoism, where is such a man established? Lord Krishna said, such a man is established in God. This is called the state of Brahmic bliss. Having reached this state, he overcomes delusion. Being established in the Brahmic state, which is free from attachment, egoism and joy, even at the death hour, he gets into oneness with the Brahma or the Absolute. End of chapter 2.